The Israeli military says it has uncovered. This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Israeli military says it has uncovered a major command center in the heart of Gaza City, inflicting what it describes as a serious blow to Hamas as pressure grows to scale back the devastating military offensive in the coastal enclave. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The IDF says it's exposed the center of a vast underground network used by Hamas to move weapons, militants, and supplies throughout the Gaza Strip. Israel has said destroying the tunnels is a major objective of the offensive. The announcement comes as Hamas's top leader arrived in Egypt for talks aimed at brokering a temporary ceasefire and a new hostage deal. Israel's offensive has devastated much of northern Gaza, killing nearly 20,000 Palestinians. But Hamas militants have put up stiff resistance lately, and its forces appear to remain largely intact in southern Gaza. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The World Health Organization said Thursday there is no longer a functional hospital in northern Gaza. The UN Security Council once again Wednesday delayed the vote on a new resolution on providing desperately needed aid to Gaza. The United States is negotiating changes to key phrases in the resolution to avoid a veto. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the resolution should include a condemnation of the deadly October 7th attack on southern Israel by Hamas fighters that sparked the latest war.
There seems to be silence on what Hamas could do, should do, must do, if we want to end the suffering of innocent men, women, and children. It would be, I think, good if the world could unite around that proposition as well.
The U.S. is seeking to change a provision that would put the U.N. in charge of inspecting trucks to ensure they are actually carrying humanitarian goods, a condition opposed by Israel. This is VOA News. Foreign Affairs Secretary Enrique Manolo of the Philippines said in a statement Thursday that he had a frank and candid exchange with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Manolo said that China and the Philippines each noted the need to use dialogue to address issues between the two countries amid tensions in the South China Sea. China and the Philippines have overlapping claims in the South China Sea. There have been several incidents in recent months involving fishing boats, military ships, and other vessels in the region. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said Wang told Manolo that Beijing and Manila are facing serious issues and warned that the Philippines must act with caution. Thousands of Argentinians gathered outside the nation's Congress on Wednesday night, banging pots and pans in protest of President Javier Milei's new economic austerity program. President Milei signed a decree earlier Wednesday outlining reforms aimed at combating Argentina's severe economic crisis. The reforms include ending limits on exports, plus measures to loosen regulations. Since taking office on December 10th, Milei has pledged shock therapy for the economy, including deep spending cuts in a bid to tame triple-digit inflation. Argentina's poverty rate soared past 40% in the first half of this year. Shares of the world's top-selling automaker Toyota slumped on Thursday as Japan's transport ministry inspected the subsidiary over safety concerns dating back decades, and as the company separately announced a recall of millions of vehicles. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The problem originates at subsidiary Daihatsu. On Wednesday, it said it would stop shipments of all vehicles indefinitely after a safety inspection uncovered irregularities. An independent committee found issues with 64 models, including two dozen sold under Toyota's brand. The investigation began after Daihatsu admitted in April it had rigged side collision safety tests. Daihatsu said Wednesday it didn't know when it would resume shipments and warned the impact on earnings would be substantial. Separately, Toyota said it would recall 1.12 million vehicles worldwide, mainly in the US. It's to fix a faulty sensor that could cause airbags to not deploy as designed.
That was Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine podcast goes beyond the headlines to look at the most recent developments in the Russia-Ukraine war. To provide you with in-depth analysis and context, our hosts speak with experts from around the world. We also include stories from the region and around the world. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.